A geomagnetic storm set off camera shutters on Thursday night as people across Canada tried to capture the high-activity aurora borealis the storm caused. Photographer John Preissel in Secret Cove caught multiple vibrant colors through 10 to 30-second exposures on his iPhone 13 Pro Max, hues of purples and greens. Though blues and greens are more common, purple can be visible when solar activity is high. It was magical, Preissel said. The March 23 lights come less than a month after another Northern Lights appearance on the coast. On February 28, Preissel witnessed the aurora borealis, though it was not nearly as visible to the naked eye as this week's events. Preissel is a professional photographer who moved to the Sunshine Coast 3 years ago. He has attempted to capture images of the aurora borealis for the last 4 or 5 years, but arranging the right setup at the right time can be difficult. The dark skies above the coast are literally a photographer's dream, he commented. Last night was so vibrant and clear. For quite a few hours, almost every shot we took was just phenomenal. When you take 10 to 30 seconds in the cold, you have to have extreme patience. It was around 11 p.m. at night on March 23 when Preissel saw the lights from his home in Secret Cove. I think that was the best I've ever seen them on the South Coast, Preissel told Coast Reporter the next day. Preissel plans on being out again on Friday night, this time armed with his Sony camera, willing this cloud cover to go away. If you weren't one of the lucky spectators on March 23, keep your eyes on the sky. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration expects the Northern Lights to be active again on Friday and Saturday night where there isn't cloud coverage. The geomagnetic storm is anticipated to continue and peak on March 25, and potentially extend into Monday and Tuesday. Capture a great shot? Send it to editor@coastreporter.net for the chance to be published. With files from Vancouver is awesome.